Hi, this is the April 1st, 2024 edition of Scholastic News for grades 5 and 6. I'm Chris Radio volunteer Karen Finnegan. On the front cover is a photo of someone throwing a robot toy in a trash can, and the headline reads, "From Toys to Trash. Find out why most electronic toys end up as trash and what you can do about it." Earth Science: When Toys Become Trash. Old electronic toys are causing big problems for the environment. Here's what you can do about it. As you read, think about why is it important to recycle electronics. Words to know: components, noun, plural, parts or elements of something. Regulations, noun, plural, official rules or laws. Think about any toy you have that moves, lights up, or makes noise. Maybe it's a remote-controlled race car, a talking doll, a handheld video game, or even a robotic dog. Have you thought about what will happen to that toy after you no longer want to play with it? There's a good chance it'll eventually end up in the trash. Any toy with a plug or battery is considered an electronic toy, or e-toy for short. In 2022, people worldwide threw out more than 7 billion e-toys. That's according to a recent report from a group called the Waste Electrical and Electronic Equipment Forum. Many people don't realize that e-toys can and should be recycled. Though recycling these products isn't easy, doing so is important for the environment. Piles of trash. Phones, tablets, TVs, toasters, electric toothbrushes. You may not realize how many electronics you use each day. It's just a matter of time before these items are thrown away. In the U.S., people produce more than 7 million tons of electronic trash each year. That's enough to fill more than 400,000 garbage trucks. E-toys are an overlooked part of the electronic waste problem. By one estimate, about 90% of the billions of e-toys that get thrown away worldwide each year don't get recycled. Instead, most end up in landfills. Over time, chemicals in e-toys' electronic components can seep into the soil and groundwater. Those chemicals can put people and wildlife at risk. What's more, many e-toys contain valuable rare metals like gold and copper, which are mined from deep underground. When e-toys aren't properly recycled, these metals go to waste. Recycling is important because it allows us to get those materials back and use them again, says Callie Babbitt. She's a professor at the Rochester Institute of Technology who studies electronics waste. E-toy trouble. So why don't more e-toys get recycled? For one thing, many people don't realize they should be recycling them. It's no wonder, considering the lack of regulations. In the U.S., only 25 states and Washington, D.C. have laws about recycling electronics like TVs and laptops. But no laws specifically mention e-toys. As a result, many recycling centers don't accept them. Also, Babbitt points out, it's much harder for recycling facilities to deal with e-toys than plastic bottles or aluminum cans. Sometimes e-toys are glued or screwed together, making it difficult to reach the electronic components inside. Plus, some e-toys contain various types of materials, including plastic and fabric. Each material must be recycled separately, which takes a lot of time and money. Fixing the problem. Still, Babbitt says, there are ways to ensure that more e-toys don't end up in the trash. For starters, you can donate gently used items to a local charity. Avoid putting e-toys in the regular trash or recycling bins with paper and plastic. Instead, Babbitt suggests searching online for a collection center near you that accepts e-toys for recycling. It may take some effort to find one, but it's worth it to help protect the planet. Education and awareness is a big first step we can take, Babbitt says. Make your voice heard. Only half of U.S. states have laws about recycling electronics. Is your state one of them? Do research to find out. If your state doesn't have a law about recycling electronics, write to elected officials to explain why it should. Let them know why recycling e-toys should be required too. Get the tools you need to write a persuasive letter at scholastic.com/SN56. Life Science: Adopt an axolotl. These unique amphibians are endangered, but experts have come up with a way for you to help them survive. As you read, think about why are axolotls important to researchers. Words to know: regenerate. verb, to grow again, especially to replace a lost or damaged part by growing a new one. Refuges, noun, plural, places that provide shelter or protection. They look like real-life Pokemon and are the stars of countless videos on TikTok and Instagram. You may have encountered mobs of them in Minecraft. In Mexico, their native country, these celebrity salamanders even appear on money. Axolotls seem to be nearly everywhere. But one place where axolotls are hard to find is their natural habitat. Despite their popularity, these amphibians are nearly extinct. Because of habitat loss, pollution, and predators, wild axolotls are now fighting for survival. Scientists who are working to keep these unique creatures from dying out are counting on the public for support. People around the world can virtually adopt an axolotl. Though you can't bring your new pet home, you may help save its life. A home in danger. Axolotls are known for their feathery gills and their faces that appear to be smiling. Unlike other salamanders, axolotls keep their youthful features as they grow older. Thanks to their, quote, awe, unquote, factor, they have become a popular choice as pets. Axolotls are more than just cute faces, though. When they get hurt, they can regenerate limbs, organs, and even parts of their brains. Scientists around the world are studying axolotls in laboratories to better understand this superpower. Wild axolotls are usually dark colors. They're also racing to save axolotls in the wild. Scientists from the National Autonomous University of Mexico, UNAM, are focusing on a district called Xochimilco, located near Mexico City. Its canals are the only place where axolotls still live in the wild. Xochimilco used to be home to one of the several lakes where axolotls thrived. But over the past few centuries, the ecosystem has undergone big changes. Lakes were drained to reduce flooding. As Mexico City's population boomed in the 1900s, the remaining waterways became polluted. Builders drained and paved over much of the wetlands to make way for roads and buildings. And the government stocked the canals with fish, including carp and tilapia, as a food source for the area's growing population. But the fish feasted on axolotl legs. These salamanders are now critically endangered. Fewer than 1,000 of them are left in the wild. A virtual solution. The UNAM team is working with local farmers to create refuges for axolotls. For centuries, farmers have tended floating farms called chinampas that provide food and shelter for axolotls. At the end of canals between chinampas, researchers have installed mesh gates that keep out predators. The gates contain native plants that help filter pollution from the water. The goal is to one day reintroduce captive axolotls to the canals. To help pay for this work, UNAM uses donations from its virtual Adopt an Axolotl program. People get to choose an axolotl and name it, and they receive a certificate with their pet's photo. Diana Laura Vasquez Mendoza heads the program. She hopes the public's fascination with axolotls will help save the species. Axolotls are in danger of extinction, Vasquez Mendoza says, but you can do something. Axolotls and the Aztecs. Aztec people settled in what is now central Mexico in the 13th century. Their empire thrived until 1521. In Aztec mythology, Xolotl was the god of lightning and fire. He had the head of a dog. The Aztecs believed Xolotl turned himself into an axolotl to escape being sacrificed, but was caught. The Aztec people believed axolotls carried his spirit. Earth science. Sun blocked. Words to know. Phenomenon. Noun. An unusual or remarkable event. On April 8th, millions of Americans will have their eyes on the sky. They'll watch an incredible disappearing act called a total solar eclipse. This phenomenon occurs when the moon moves between Earth and the sun, blocking nearly all the sun's light. For a few minutes, the day will seem to turn to night. Total solar eclipses happen on Earth about once every year and a half, but they don't always occur where people can see them. This year's total eclipse will be the first that will be visible in the U.S. since 2017. People in what's called the path of totality will see the total solar eclipse for about 4 minutes. In the U.S., it will first be visible at about 1:30 p.m. Central Time near Eagle Pass, Texas. Over the next hour, the giant shadow will move northeast, passing through parts of 14 other states. About 32 million Americans live in the path of totality. As many as 4 million more are expected to travel to the area to experience darkness during the daytime. People who aren't in the path of totality will be able to see a partial eclipse. This is when some or most of the sun's light is blocked. The partial eclipse will be visible to some degree throughout the lower 48 states. In New York City, for example, about 90% of the sun will be blocked. About 20% will be covered in Seattle, Washington. So don't forget to look up on April 8th. Just make sure to protect your eyes. You should never look directly at the sun, even during an eclipse. Grab a pair of special eclipse glasses and watch this rare event. The next total solar eclipse in the lower 48 states won't take place until 2044. Debate it. Should we get rid of the penny? Everyone knows that a penny is worth 1 cent, but do you know how much it costs to make a penny? More than 3 cents. The U.S. Mint, which produces our coins, makes pennies out of zinc and copper. In recent years, the prices of those metals have increased. That cost is one big reason many people think the U.S. should no longer produce pennies. Supporters of eliminating pennies also point out that the coins often wind up on sidewalks or under couch cushions. About two-thirds of the billions of pennies produced each year end up with consumers and are never used again. That's according to the Congressional Research Service. The U.S. wouldn't be the first country to get rid of its lowest value coin. Canada, Australia, and other countries have already done so. But not everyone wants to ditch the penny. Though the 1 cent coin may seem worthless to some, penny supporters point out that many people collect and save them. They can turn in their pennies at banks for cash. Also, many charities collect pennies to raise money for important causes. For example, since 2009, an annual penny drive has raised more than $2 million for a food bank in Tennessee. Here's what two of our readers think. Brecklin Schaefer from North Dakota says yes, the U.S. government could save millions of dollars if it stopped producing pennies. Last year, the U.S. spent more than $127 million to make less than $41 million worth of pennies. That just doesn't make sense. Plus, pennies are basically worthless. Many people wouldn't pick one up off the street. Vending machines don't take pennies, and you'd have to save up hundreds of them just to buy something as simple as a candy bar. Floyd Creary from Connecticut says no. If we got rid of pennies, the government might have to make more nickels. In 2023, it costs more than 11 cents to make each nickel. So the government might not save any money after all. Also, pennies help keep prices down. Without them, stores and restaurants might round up prices, so most things would cost more. Though many people don't use pennies, they still have value. They come in handy when you're making a purchase and don't have other change. What do you think? Highlight evidence to support your opinion and then use that information to write an argument essay. You can cast your vote at scholastic.com/SN56. On the last page, there's an infographic about tracking trash. Americans produce more than 7 million tons of electronic trash each year. Only about 15% is recycled. You might want to ask your parent, teacher, or guardian to help you with the questions related to it. There are also questions related to the rest of the issue that you can ask for help with. That completes the April 1, 2024 edition of Scholastic News for grades 5 and 6. I'm Karen Finnegan. So long until next time.